Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. I'm Leslie Curran, and welcome to the program in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The theme of the messages this week is the gospel of the grace of God in salvation, from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Reverend James Beggs is our guest preacher, and today he's bringing another message on this theme, and that's after these words in song.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Our subject this week is the subject of the grace of God in our salvation. And we would seek to focus your attention on that great affirmation of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. He says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Yesterday, we expressed the personal dimension of this salvation. Today, we want to emphasize the sin dimension of this salvation. The spurious social gospel that is often presented at this present time fails in that it does not take into account the biblical doctrine of sin. The salvation of which the Bible speaks defines itself in terms of sin. It takes into account the fallen, corrupt, and totally depraved state of a sinner, and in doing so, underscores his personal need for salvation. You can never discuss salvation without discussing it in the context of sin. That is what it is all about. Personal salvation from sin. It is true to say men and women will never appreciate the need for God's grace and salvation until first they get a little understanding of the doctrine of sin and their true character as fallen, sinful men and women before a holy God. That is where Paul begins here. He speaks about man's sin and man's need as a sinner before he brings them to the grace of God for their salvation. In the first chapter and the first verse of that chapter we read, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." He speaks first of our death. This is our state by nature. We are spiritually dead. Dead to good and dead to God. How often we reduce sin to the acts of sin, what men do. But the Bible begins with what men are. They are dead in trespasses and sins. They are sinners in their nature. Our inmost nature is fallen, corrupt, and totally dead to God. We are in bondage to sin, and wholly inclined to all evil. Now this is not a very popular view of men today, but it is a true one, and a biblical one. If such is the nature of fallen, sinful man, and it is, then we are wholly closed into the necessity of sovereign grace to save us and deliver us from the power and penalty of sin. We need to look outside of ourselves for salvation, and the only one to look to is the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, who is the only Saviour. Acts 4:12 declares, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Is that not very clear? There is no other name, no other salvation, but in Jesus Christ alone. However, Paul not only deals with sin in the nature in these verses, but he also deals with sin in its outcome and in its practice. He says, "Ye walked according to the course of this world." That is our direction. Sin takes us away from God in a totally wrong direction. I ask you, is sin taking you in the wrong direction? A life-destroying direction? Then you need to be saved from that. He also speaks about our disobedience here, describing us as the children of disobedience. What is sin? Sin is disobedience of God and His holy commandments. The disobedient child will be punished. And I must say that if we go off in the wrong direction in disobedience to God, then we must and will receive just punishment. Sentence of death and of hell hangs over the unrepentant and unregenerate sinner. How greatly that must underline and underscore the necessity of each one of us to be saved by grace. Paul here likewise speaks about our desires. He talks about fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. The outcome of being a sinner is that we desire all the wrong things, sinful things, that will be harmful and destructive for us. We are like a child who wants to play with a loaded gun, not really knowing its danger. Biblical, personal salvation must be seen then in the context of your sin. The Word of God declares, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one." We need to have our eyes opened from our blindness to see our truly sinful condition and our condemned state before a holy and a righteous God. And having seen our exceeding sinfulness, then we need to look away to the one who is the remedy for sin, the sacrifice for sin, and who gave his life for ransom, that all who will come to Christ and believe in him and embrace him as their Saviour and their Lord may know that deep joy and peace in their hearts and the knowledge that their sins are truly forgiven. May you today find Christ as your Saviour and rest in him for salvation.
Been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.